Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. Happy Friday. It is September 17th. Today, we're going to do a continuation of our segment from yesterday. That was with our very own Andrew Wilcox. And he was joined with Jody Butts, the Director of Emergency Management and Regional Fire Chief. And they're having a very good conversation about the local emergency dispatch and what's going to happen to it. So we'll hop right into that.
Well, I think one of the biggest things that I remember from the beginning of this is what they said, that the services would not suffer. And that is, from the sounds of it, simply not true.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. We've got hundreds of examples to say that. And again, back to that working group the minister had put there, there was no appetite to look back at the issues that were being created, that has been created since the transition of EMS dispatch. They were only looking forward. So to put, you know, put another process on top of let's put some technology there, and we're not quite happy with that, so we'll do this. And what happens is you become completely removed from the 911 caller. And I have an example. It breaks my heart every time I talk about it, but I'll just speak to this one example. We had one of a 4-year-old resident, a little girl, who was calling 911 for her parent, her mom. And that, under the EMS dispatch model, that little girl was transferred 4 times, and she had to give her address, her information to four different dispatchers before AHS system understood where to send the resources. Broke my heart.
That is.
And so that's, how does that happen? Well, it's because AHS refuses to address the issues that are right in front of their face. We had that incident that was discussed in the media with ANZAC.
Yep.
They didn't recognize that we have we have resources available in ANZAC, like blocks away. They didn't recognize that. But you know what? I'm not blaming the AHS dispatcher. They live in and work in Peace River, Edmonton, Calgary. They've never visited this region. Why would they? Well, I'll tell you. So then how do they do? Well, they completely reliant on technology. Absolutely 100% reliant on technology. And Andrew, I think everybody in our region can say, hey, there's some gaps in technology, even your cell phone service and that sort of thing, right? So, yeah, I completely removed any kind of human or compassion to it. Very robotic, dependent on technology, and it's not fixed. It's not better. We continue to observe and witness problems with our EMS dispatch.
Well, and just a final kind of part on this. I think that one thing that you've touched on a couple of times in there is when somebody calls 911, they are kind of expecting to get somebody local or somebody that has local knowledge of where they are and what's going on. They're not in a situation to try to navigate a whole lot of questions and technology. I think that local thing is super vital. The local component is super vital to giving accurate and quick service to everybody that calls. So what's the next step?
Well, we've certainly been, we haven't taken our eye off the ball here, and we've been working at this since the transition. Well, since we were served a letter over a year ago, August 4th, 2020. we've certainly had the political support of our 4 municipalities and mayors. And I'll say this, Andrew, they continue to be in support of each other and in solidarity in this. And show me another issue or a topic where you get 4 municipalities so united in something for this long, right? And now we're going into a municipal election. I guess Alberta Health Services, I hate to, you know, I wish I could affect some positive change.
Yep.
But unfortunately, the EMS is under the authority of the Ministry of Health. And that governance piece, we need to get that governance return back, and then utilize the value of local knowledge, twist and shout, and our integrated model. Andrew, I'll say this to everyone, and hopefully somebody out there is listening from the south, but Alberta Health Services is struggling right now to fill ambulances, and so the government just announced that they're going to give Alberta Health Services $8 million to hire more paramedics. Andrew, there's no more paramedics out there, I'm telling you.
No.
There's no more paramedics out there. They're burning them out.
Yeah.
Here's a little stat, is that every pre-hospital practitioner in Alberta has to be certified and registered with the Alberta College of Paramedics. And a loose number out there, and I'll say this loosely, 40% of registered members in Alberta College of Paramedics work for AHS. Mm-hmm. There's another 40% that work for integrated services like ourselves, Lethbridge, Red Deer, Leduc, Strathcona, St. Albert, Spruce Grove. There's seven integrated. The 40% of the practitioners work for integrated services. So 40% work for Alberta Health Services, another 40% work for integrated services, and AHS has done nothing but silo EMS from the integrated model. So they claim they have a shortage of practitioners. All they have to do is just work, is just open up that relationship with the integrated model and recognize their strengths. And then we have solutions right in front of us, but there's this ideal that EMS is on their own and they have to do their own thing and yet it's hypocritical, because then when they can't provide the service, then they go back to the municipality and ask for volunteer departments across rural Alberta, for our volunteer departments in municipality and our fire side of our business, of our integrated model, to respond to those medical calls. We've been doing that anyway in this region, not a big deal. Yeah. I'm just saying what happens in southern Alberta. And now you're putting a lot of stress on that small rural community in Alberta with their volunteer department sitting on EMS calls, waiting for an ambulance that should have been in their community and isn't, and it's coming from an hour, 2 hours away from some other community that now is going to be. It's just not good. It's not good at all.
The current request is by the RMWB to once again have local EMS dispatch service in the region provided by the municipality's emergency communications center. Correct.
Yeah, first of all, I would like an acknowledgement from the Minister of Health to recognize us as a dispatch center. Mm-hmm. That's the first piece. And I think if right now, if you were to ask them, well, they're not capable. They're unable. Well, no. Through the we're using the legislation as it's intended to be, which I would suggest AHS hasn't, but we're using it as it's intended to be, and we would like Minister of Health to recognize us as being a dispatch center that we were doing prior to January for 40 years. And in saying that, we can provide our own dispatch. We're our own dispatch, and it's a far better system than what's being proposed now. And that's the interesting part, is when they did the transition, there was back in 16, there was some guesswork. Mm-hmm. Well, it's hypotheticals. Hey, we've been transitioned since January. We're sitting in September, and we're still observing egregious gaps in service. We're not guessing anymore. It's not hypothetical. Let's, at the very least, look backwards and look what's causing it. And if you're not willing to do that, I think, well, we're going down this path that we're witnessing in Alberta today.
And those non-hypotheticals are people's lives.
They are. That's the critical service that we're talking about.
And Fort McMurray and this region have been put to the test, and we know what we're doing.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jody, for your time today. Thank you very much for your conversation. I'm sure we'll speak again.
All right, Andrew. Thank you.
Incredible conversation with our own Andrew Wilcox and Jody Butts, the Director of Emergency Management and Regional Fire Chief, just chatting about the local emergency dispatch. We're going to take our first break here, but when we come back, we're going to be joined with Carly Anderson, who is the Executive Director of Wood Buffalo Sport Connection, and they got a nice golf tournament coming up this weekend.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and happy Friday. I'm Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. And today I'm joined with Carly Anderson. She is the Executive Director of the Wood Buffalo Sport Connection. Carly, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. One thing I like to do when I get people onto the show is I just like to know a little bit of their story. Like, were you born and raised? Did you come here for work? Or what brought you to Fort McMurray?
So I've been in Fort McMurray now for about 4 years. I'm happy to say that we're probably lifers now. And we came here for work. I started here in the sports world, and it's just kind of taken off. And yeah, that's really what brought us to town.
Very cool. So Wood Buffalo Sport Connection, Executive Director. Tell everyone a little bit about Wood Buffalo Sport Connection.
Yeah, so the Wood Buffalo Sport Connection was established in 2017 from a legacy grant. So we are pretty much an umbrella for sport organizations here in the community. We want to help with everything from coach, athlete, official development, retention, recruitment. We want to help the sport organizations advocate. We want to recognize needs for sports in the community and help bring more opportunities for our sports organizations.
And is it every sport, or is it like particular ones in the community, or what's the deal?
No, we want to work with anybody that's an established sports organization or club, or somebody that wants to start a sport organization or club that might not be here in the community. Really, what we want to do is we just want to bring more opportunities for our community members and help those sport organizations that are already established here.
Very cool. Any like current examples that maybe people would be like, oh, really? That's connected to you guys?
Yeah, so right now we have our golf tournament tomorrow. And we have, I believe it's 9 sport organizations. So we have everybody from Premier Cheer, Norfolk Gymnastics. We have Knights Rugby, Arctic Winter Games, the Oil Barons. We have the competitive ski team. So we have quite a few organizations coming down to the golf tournament tomorrow just to promote their programs, do a little bit of fundraising, and bring awareness that they're here.
Very cool. And then so what type of, how do people get in touch with you? Like, are they just starting out? Are they already in an organization? And then how did you help them, I guess?
Yeah, so they can get in touch to us. We have a website. It's sportwithbuffalo.com. We have our Facebook and Instagram pages, and our contact information is up on Google as well. So anybody that's involved in sport, in a sport organization, as a coach or an athlete, our goal is to kind of be the hub for everything sport in the region. We want to be able to offer NCCP coach education and training. We want to help athletes stay in the community, bring the resources to them, help them work towards their goals while they're in Fort McMurray and they don't have to leave, right? We're seeing a need for more officials and judges in the community as well. So working with those sport organizations on recruiting people and helping train them and then retaining them. So yeah, our information is up on our website, on our social media pages. That's the best way to get in contact with us. And then from there, we have really 3 guiding pillars that we operate off of. So being that sports information hub, athlete, coach, official development, and then sport advocacy. So as long as it fits within those 3 pillars, we're more than happy to help.
Once again, joined with Carly Anderson, Executive Director for Wood Buffalo Sport Connection. Just have to take our second break, but we'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. Happy Friday. Joined with Carly Anderson, Executive Director with Wood Buffalo Sport Connection. So you help in all facets of sport throughout the community. And say someone like myself wants to become a coach or a referee of some sort, you have the types of clinics or resources to guide them.
Yeah, so we would definitely reach out to the sport org that they're interested in working with and tell them, hey, we've got this person that wants to get involved. How can we help support? Can we help with training? Can we help with the education? And make sure that they have everything they need to be successful in the role or capacity that they're looking to fill.
Very cool. And then same goes for like maybe young athletes right now. You can find the programs that are best suited for what they want to go towards.
Yeah, so up on our website, we are currently creating a sport directory. So we have every sport over the moon you can imagine listed on the sport directory. And we're trying to update the most accurate information. So if you come to town and you're like, oh, I want to try archery, you can go onto our website, click on archery, and then the archery club information would be there. So I guess this is also a great opportunity for me to say for anybody in the sport world that is out there, if you want to send us your accurate information so we can put it on the sport directory, that would be ever so helpful.
That is so cool. Just a very helpful as well. So maybe someone up and coming and they don't really know what they want to get into or what they want to get involved with. If they have a nice little list of, or not a big list of things to choose from, they can maybe find a new passion with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. So we have everything from like archery to potentially dodgeball to gymnastics and football and hockey and your baseball. So if you come on there, you click on the link and it will tell you if there's multiple clubs in town as well, so you can reach out to them and find what's the best fit for you as well.
Mm-hmm. And then fundraiser tomorrow, the golf tournament. Why are the fundraisers so important to you? What does that kind of go towards?
Yeah, so all the money raised from our fundraising goes right back into the community for sport development and advocacy, and just really bringing more opportunities to our sport community. Like I said before, we see a need for coach development and education, helping bring opportunities to the community for those athletes, and just being that resource center. So all the money raised, we are creating some programs that are going to directly benefit our sport community.
Awesome. Are all the spots filled in the golf tournament? Is there any last minute submissions or anything like that?
Yeah, we absolutely still have a few spots available. It looks like it's going to be a nice day tomorrow. So again, all the information for the golf tournament can be found on our website. There's a golf tournament tab there with how to register, what you can expect. We have some great sponsors out and we have some really great prizes to give away. So we're really hoping to get a few more teams to register before tomorrow so we can really enjoy the day.
And hey, I'm going to be there from 9 to 1. I'm going to be broadcasting and just pumping the tires and just having a blast out there. I think if I was on the radio this morning, I'm pretty sure I was saying it's going to be like a high of 16 with some sunshine. So perfect weekend to get some golf in.
Yeah, especially before it gets too cold.
Exactly. Carly, anything else that you want to add here about not only yourself, Wood Sport Buffalo, or Wood Buffalo Sport Connection, or just anything that we haven't covered?
No, I think we've really covered everything that we encompass. I guess just the main driving point is we are just a resource for those sport organizations and we just want to help bring those opportunities to them.
Perfect. One more time, the website.
Yeah, it's www.sportwoodbuffalo.com.
Thank you so much. That is Carly Anderson, Executive Director, Wood Buffalo Sport Connection. Their golf tournament going on tomorrow. I will be there. See you there if you are going. We'll wave at each other. We'll have a great time. But that's all the time we have now today for Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining. If you missed the first part of the interview with Jody Butts, that will be online. If you missed the first part with Carly, that will also be online. It'll be posted shortly. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.